Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm, sunny day across much of Israel. Tel Aviv is basking in clear skies while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa sees a bit more cloud cover, but overall, it's a lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier today that despite U.S. celebrations over a disarmament agreement, Israel is cautious. The head of the Shin Bet warns that Hamas may be stalling until after elections to lock Israel into a restrictive arrangement. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that Hezbollah violated the ceasefire by launching a drone at an IDF force in southern Lebanon. Fortunately, there were no casualties or damage. Also this hour, I-24 News shares that Israel's response to a recent Hezbollah attack which killed two IDF soldiers is not yet complete. Separately, JNS notes from earlier today that the U.S. has sanctioned crypto exchanges, helping Iran evade sanctions through cryptocurrency and online gambling operations. And finally, Forward warns in earlier reporting about a dangerous denialism in American politics regarding Hamas, highlighting concerns about a moral collapse. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Iran sees a chance to push the U.S. out of the Persian Gulf. Tehran demands that U.S. Navy ships stay out of the Strait of Hormuz as part of new shipping regulation talks. Ynet Global raised a curious cultural question earlier today. They discussed the irritation caused by loud neighbors, especially during intimate moments, and explored why this is unsettling. Memory highlighted from earlier today that Qatar continues to support Hamas. Qatar's prime minister recently congratulated Hamas's new political bureau chief, reinforcing their alliance. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Shin Bet's warning, as reported by Walla. The head of the agency cautioned Israeli leaders that Hamas might be utilizing current ceasefire talks to secure a long-term strategic advantage. This comes amid ongoing regional tensions and the upcoming Israeli elections. The concern is that such a move could impair Israel's future military responses. Turning to the Hezbollah drone incident, Ynet confirms that the IDF reported no injuries or damage from the attack in southern Lebanon. This violation follows recent ceasefire agreements aimed at de-escalating cross-border tensions. Such actions could further complicate the fragile peace in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News reveals that Israel's military response to Hezbollah is still in progress. This follows an attack that resulted in the deaths of two IDF soldiers. The ongoing response signifies Israel's commitment to addressing security threats decisively. Regional stability remains a priority as tensions continue to simmer. On the diplomatic front, JNS details U.S. sanctions against crypto exchanges linked to Iran. These exchanges allegedly helped Tehran bypass international sanctions using cryptocurrency. The move underscores the U.S. commitment to enforcing its sanctions regime. It also highlights the evolving nature of financial warfare. Finally, the Forward draws attention to shifts in American political discourse. The article criticizes what it describes as denialism regarding Hamas, suggesting it marks a significant moral and political shift in the U.S. This could have wide-ranging implications for future U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front. First, Kitek reports that the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange has seen a surge in revenue and profit. Market activity has accelerated, boosting revenue by 36% and adjusted EBITDA by 60%. This reflects a strong performance in trading and clearing activities. Separately, Israel Hayom Business announces that the yellow convenience store chain will launch a budget-friendly hot dog in a bun for just 5 shekels. This offering will be available across 200 branches nationwide, catering to consumers looking for affordable options. And finally, Globes informs us that Enlight, a renewable energy company, experienced a boost from strong Q2 results and increased guidance. The company benefits from major U.S. tax breaks and a significant deal to provide Google with energy. This underscores the dynamic growth in the renewable energy sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.